We're in Taf Kuf Pei Bet. It's quite a long tour on Taf Kuf Pei Bet, rightfully so. And I'll tell you exactly where we got up to. We are on page Shin Kaf Chet. Shin Kaf Chet. And we're in the middle of the page by the dot where it says Umosifim Berodaa. All right? However, before we will... Right there in the middle of the page.
Okay.
Umosifim, right here. However, before we continue in the tour, if you don't mind to take a look down below by the Bet Yosef, where he says, Katav Be'olchot Chaim. All right? So we didn't do those pieces. Two pieces. The Katav Be'olchot Chaim and Katav HaKolbo. First of all, if you remember yesterday, we spoke about the words uvchen, the word uvchen that we say in the beginning a few times. And it's a word of three times. And it's a word of preparation towards approaching the king. Like Esther HaMalka said, uvchen avoy lamelech. And we also saw that uvchen is Begematria 72, and which is the name of Hashem, Begilgul. When you do Yud plus Yud Ke plus Yud Ke Vav plus Yud Ke Vav Ke. Toda rabai, Abdu Ha'amim. Thank you, Sabri Maranan. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Bore Peri Agef.
Amen.
L'chaim, Rani, L'chaim, L'chaim. L'chaim Tovim U'Shalom. Right? Now, if you look in the Bet Yosef, he brings from the Orchot Chaim, Uvchen is Begematria Ani Vahu. You remember in the Hoshanot, in one place we say, Ani Vahu Hoshana, right? After Anna Hoshana. So what, Ani Vahu, it's two names of Hashem. Ani is the name of Hashem. And Hu is the name of Hashem. So Ani Vahu, Hashem, it's like we say, Hashem, Hashem, Hoshana. Uvchen is also, in addition to what the Tur said, all those Gematariaot, it's Begematria Ani Vahu. It's beautiful. Let's see, Ani Vahu, Nun Yud, that's 61, with the Vav, that's 67, with the He, that's 72, right? Who? Not the Vav.
Who?
Yeah, him, because it's the two names, okay. Ani and Hu. So they both add up to 72. If you want, you can say Uvchen, because if you remember, the two was saying 72 is Vchen,
right,
without the Vav. Right? Chen, Nun, Kaf, Bet. If you add the Vav, it's 78. So if you want, you could say Ani Vahu with the Vav is Uvchen. Right? So it comes out nice. Very nice. Next words of the Bet Yosef. Katava Kolbo, the Kolbo writes, Inyan Ele Hashlosha Uvchen. These three uvchens. The Kolbo is a Rishon. Yes. Quoted many times. His name was Rabbi Binyamin Harofe. That was his name. Rabbi Binyamin the doctor.
Only if I was a doctor.
Listen, you're sitting right next to him. Be careful. We're continuing in the Bet Yosef. Katav HaKolbo, the Kolbo writes, Inyan ele ashlosha uvchen sheomrim b'kedushat Hashem, the inyan, the concept behind the three uvchens that we say in the bracha of Ata Kadosh on Rosh Hashanah, inyanam malchuyot zichronot v'shofarot. The three uvchens point to the three concepts of malchuyot, zichronot, and shofarot. Thank you, Simcha. Harishon. The first one, Harishon, Shehu Uvchen Ten Pachdecha. The first one is, we say, Uvchen Ten Pachdecha Al Kol Agoyim, right? Please Hashem, bring the day where your fear will be upon the entire world. So that corresponds to what? Which one of the three? Klomar Inyan Malchut. It's the kingdom of Hashem. Shemamlichim Oto Al Kol. We are making Hashem king. Overall, the Yasu Kulam Aguda Achat La'asot Ratzono. In that Uvchen is where we say Yasu Kulam Aguda Achat La'asot Ratzonecha, right? That everyone should become one entity in the world, right? The world today is very moved by globalism, you know, by togetherness. We should all be together to remove all the separations. It's a distorted view, but it comes. They don't realize it. It's coming from a very, very holy place. Because the world is moving towards that holy idea of globalism, But the globalism will be, exactly. Just like the Chafetz Chaim said, just like he said, that the Geula of Am Yisrael comes when they're in the lowest depths. It's the same thing with the Geula of the name of Hashem. So their globalism is about denying Hashem. But it's from that very globalism that the whole entire world is going to come to recognize Hashem. The exact opposite.
So it's, a
so it's the same thing. Exactly. It's just the flip side.
Exactly.
It's Asher Hechin, what he prepared, the instruments that he used. Very good. Very good. That ring, all of a sudden, is on that finger of Mordechai. Crazy stuff. I mean, if it wasn't in the Megillah, would we ever believe such a thing? It's crazy. Amazing things. But getting back to over here, so Yasu kulam agudah achad asot retzono. So that uvchen corresponds to malchuyot. As you know, Rosh Hashanah in Musaf we have the three concepts: the kingdom of Hashem, zichonot, the remembering of Hashem, shofarot, the idea of the shofar. Vehasheni shehu uvchen ten kavod le'amecha. The second one is we ask Hashem, please Hashem, bring back the glory to your people. In other words, what we are asking before him is from him, from Hashem, is to remember us for good and bring the kavod upon Am Yisrael. So that corresponds to zichonot. It's a nice little kavana to have when we say Monday night we're going to say in the night of Arvit, the first time of Chen, you know, we're very excited to say it, it's fresh, it's new. That tefillah uvchen, it has a lot of kedusha in it. So here's an extra kavanah to have. Oh, this is corresponding to the malchuyot that we're going to say tomorrow. This is corresponding to the zichonot that we're going to say tomorrow. And v'hashlishit shehu uvchen tzadikim yiru v'ismachu v'isharim yalozu v'achasidim yagilu. Right, the third uvchen where we're asking Hashem that the tzadikim will see and they will rejoice. Hu minyan shofarot. That corresponds to the inyan of the blowing of the shofar. Ki kol harish'a ki ashan tichle. Because the day will come when all evil will go up in smoke. Ki ta'avir memshelet zadon min ha'aretz. Hashem is going to what? He's going to remove the evil empire from the world. Ze note lema shematzinu betorat kohanim. This is similar to what we find in Torat Kohanim. Ubame, how is Hashem going to do that? Beshofar shel cherut, the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is called shofar of cherut, the shofar of freedom. So that in the third one, where we're asking Hashem to free us, to rid us of the evil of the world, that's the shofar. The shofar comes to purify the air. We could look at it sometimes like that. That the blowing of the shofar is like a purifier. It's a purifier. It's spreading Hashem's name in the world. There is such a thing. And this that we ended off the word the bracha with vetimloch, I mean, you just told me that the third of chen is shofarot. Yeah, but if you look at the end, it says vetimloch ata levadecha, Hashem, you should reign alone. So that sounds like it's just malchuyot, right? No, but hulomar me'en chatima samuch l'chatima. That's because we're right about to finish the bracha. We're about to say Baruch Ata Hashem Hamelech Hakadosh. So the halacha is always that before we end off, we give like a little line reminding us of the beginning. I try to stick to that. It's very hard over here. Hu lomar me'en chatima samuch lechatima shechotem ba hamelech hakadosh. Okay, so that's a nice outline, huh? Beautiful, beautiful outline of the tefillah, of the beginning of the tefillah of the Yamim Noraim. Okay, now we can continue in the text of the Tur himself. Umosifim in the mamash smack in the middle. Umosifim behoda'a. Now we come to the third additional insertion that we put into the tefillah. and that is in the bracha of Hoda'a in Modim, we say Uchtov lechayim tovim kol bnei beritecha. Hashem, please inscribe to good life all the people of your covenant, of your brit. Uchtov lechayim tovim. So he says, Keshemegayim levechol achayim yodu chasela, when we reach the words, and all the living shall praise you forever. Yomar, that's the time to say. I think the Tur is hinting. I'm not sure this is what he means, but I get a little hint here from the Tur that when we say uvechol achayim yodu chasela, that's when we should say uchtov lechayim tovim kol, meaning the mention of life. Oh, we just mentioned life. What type of life do we want? Hashem, please inscribe us lechayim tovim kol benever yitecha. We're asking Hashem for life. Vechol achayim yodu chasela. By the way, whenever we say that pasuk, we say it every day three times, right? Vechol achayim yodu chasela. All the living should thank you, Hashem. That what does it mean, all the living yoducha should thank you? It means all the living should thank you for the fact that they're alive. It's not just all the living should thank you. It means all the living should thank you because they're living. That's really what the pasuk means. It's a style of the psukim to speak that way. Many examples. V'chol ha-chayim yodu chasela. Because of the chayim. Because of the chayim yodu chasela. So in the time when we're thanking Hashem for life, that's an opportune time to pray once again to Hashem for life. Uchtov lechayim tovim kol bnei beritecha. Hashem sees, oh, you thank me for life? I think you deserve life. Who deserves life if not the one who acknowledges and appreciates the gift of life? So remember that little correlation there. And then, ubesim shalom, samuch lachatima, close to the closing of the bracha of Sim Shalom, Osifim, Sefer, Chaim, Beracha, Bishalom, Parnasat Tova, v'chule v'chule. Right? Okay, so those are the four. Here we concluded the four additions. Zochrenu, Michamocha, Uchtov Lechaim, and Uf Sefer Chaim. Yes, Yeshua.
Good? So
Yoducha
really, so thanking.
Yoducha is to thank.
Request,
exactly.
That's what the Amidah also would do.
Yes, it's in the bracha of Modim. Once we said thank you, now we can say, give us this, give us that. Very good. Yes, yes. Now we come to a halachic technicality. There was actually a machloket originally in the time of the Geonim, if at all we should be adding these four additions in the tefillah. Why? Yesh min ha-geonim she'amru, there are those of the geonim that said, she'en lo'omro, that you should not say these additions. Why? Mishum dekayim alam, because there is a halakha that we learned in Brachot Lamedalet, al yish'al adam tzerachav lo b'shalosh rishonot, v'lo b'shalosh acharonot. In the first three, and the last three, is not the place for asking for your needs. So how could you say, zochenu lechayim? What?
You cannot break
the bracha. You cannot break the bracha. And also, these three are thanking Hashem. It's known as Birkot HaHodah. And the first three are Birkot HaShevach. Imagine you come to praise someone. Say, you know, I want to say some compliments to you. Oh, Majesty, you are wise. You are... could you give me that Cadillac? And also, you are so smart. And could you give me panas? And also, you... What is that? In the middle, you're supposed to be praising Hashem and you're like sort of trying to you know,
sneak in
bakashot over here because you're praising. It's not nice. So the Gemara says, al yish'al adam tzrachav, lo begimel rishonot, ve lo begimel achonot. So how is it that we're saying zochrenu in the first one? Okay, michamocha is a shevach. Fine, that maybe the kushya is not on that one. But on zochrenu, remember us for life, you're asking for your needs. Uchtov lechayim tovim, you're asking for, ufsefer chayim bracha, you're asking for your needs. It's not the place. So some geonim were against these additions. Interesting, right? V'chen katav ba'al alachot gedolot. The Tur also brings one of the late geonim, early rishonim, known as the Bahag, the ba'al alachot gedolot. Lo yish'al adam, next page. Lo yish'al adam tzrachav b'shalosh rishonot. And what is from this halacha of lo yish'al adam, that a person should not ask his needs in the first three, says the Bahag, umehacha, and from here, lo shavkera banan lememar, the rabbis do not allow us to say afilu zochenu lechayim b'magen, to even just to say zochenu lechayim in Magen Avraham, uchtov b'modim, and the words uchtov in modim, namilo amrinan, also not. However, the Bahag ends off by saying aval b'sefer chayim That we could let go. Omrim b'sim shalom. You know why? Desalku lehu shmoneh esre vehavu lehu ketachanonim. Because at that point already you finished the 18 blessings. So it's like you say tachanonim after the edukai netzo, lishoni mira, all that is tzochim. That's after the official end. So since it's at the end, so that we could let go. But to say zochenu, to say chtov lechaim, the bahag is against, and like we saw, the geonim were against. Now, but we do it, right? So let's see. Ve'rav Hai katav. Now Rav Hai was one of the last geonim, but one of the most prominent ones. Rav Hai Gaon, he lived over 100 years. And he says, sheyesh lomar oto. We do say zochenu, we do say uchtov lechaim. What's the answer to the ta'ana of the other geonim? Vehahi, and that gemara that says, de'al yish'al adam tzerachav b'shalosh rishonot, haynu dafka b'tzorche yachid, aval b'tzorche rabim shari. Rav Hai Gaon makes a difference. He differentiates. He says, the gemara, you know what the gemara is talking about when it says you should not ask for your needs? It means your personal needs. Yachid, a person who needs something for himself, has nothing to do with anybody else. So, you know what? You can ask for it. There's a place for that, but not in the first three and not in the last three. Aval tzorche tzibur, but when you are asking the tzrachim of the community, and apparently Rav Hai Gaon is learning that zochrenu lechaim, we say in plural. We're not saying zochreni lechaim. Saying zochrenu lechaim, we're asking, give us life. We're not just asking for ourselves. We're asking for everyone around us. Please, Hashem, give us life. Uchtov lechaim tovim kol b'nei beritecha. I'm not asking only for me, for all b'nei beritecha, for all the people of your brit. So when it's tzorche rabim, mutar. Now you might ask, can we see maybe a little svara, why Rav Hai Gaon says that? Why is that a difference? Bottom line, the Gemara says a person should not ask for his needs. Thank you. What's the svara behind the words of Rav Hai to be mechalek, to differentiate between tzorche yachid and tzorche rabim? Bottom line, it's birkot hashevach. So you're putting something birkot hashevach needs. Answer is, I don't remember where I saw this, but it's a long time. But when we are asking for our needs together as a nation, we're not just asking for our own, we're asking for all the people of Am Yisrael. So it's a shevach to the Borei Olam, because that's a manifestation of the fact that He's the King over us. So it's like we're saying to Hashem, Hashem, I'm praying for life for your people. It's your people. If they're not going to have life, who are you King over? What's going to be? So it's part of a shevach to the Hashem. It's like part of the malchut. If you're asking for personal, you're getting personal. Well, how's that a shevach to Hashem? There's a way to also get around that one, but still, it's personal. But when it's tzorche harabim, then it's already part of malchut Hashem. So it's a shevach. It's a shevach to Hashem. That could be the svara of Rav Hai Gaon. V'chein yesh b'masechet sofrim. And so it is stated also in Masechet Sofrim, כשם שחתימתם של ראש השנה ויום הכיפורים משונה משאר ימים טובים, just like the ending of the ברכות are different on ראש השנה than other ימים טובים, right? Other ימים טובים, let's take the three, the big three, Pesach, Sukkot and Shavuot. The ending of the ברכה of the Kedushat Hayom is the same by all three. ברוך אתה השם מקדש ישראל והזמנים. But Masechet Sofrim says, but when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we don't say that. We say Mekadesh Yisrael veYom Az Melech al Kol Haaretz Mekadesh Yisrael veYom Azikaron. And by Yom Kippurim, it's even longer, right? Melech al Kol Haaretz Mochel veSoleach laAvonotenu veChol Shana veShana veChule veChule. So says the Masechet Sofrim, just like the Chatimat Abracha, the ending of the brachot, is different on Rosh Hashanah Kippur than the three Chagim. Kach Tefilatan Meshuna. So to the tefillot of the Yamim Noraim are different. What does it mean, the Masechet Sofrim, that it's different? We add Zochenu, we add Uchtov Lechaim, all these additions, right? So that's how it is different. Because or else, how else is it different? Yalev Yavo, we say. Say Yalev Yavo, right? Yeah, say Yalev Yavo. An Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it's different in these four ways. ואין אומרים זוכרנו בשלוש ראשונות וכתוב בשלוש אחרונות אלא בשני ימים טובים של ראש השנה ויום הכיפורים בלבד. Now this is interesting. We don't do like this, and we'll see why. But in Masechet Sofrim, he's saying that we don't say Zochrenu in the first three and Uchtov in the last three, only on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, but not throughout Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Bekoshi Tiru, and it's even Bekoshi, because we had to go through a whole Tirutz of Rav Hai Gaon, how you could say it. However, the Tur says, Ukvar Nahagu Leomro. Bear in mind, the Tur lived in the early 1300s, so this is way back. The Tur says, Ukvar Nahagu. The minhag is already leomro kol aseret yemei teshuvah. And not only that, says the Tur wants to bring it even closer. He says, ve'atarabah. In fact, on the contrary, tamati meolam, I always was bothered by a question, lama en omrim uvchen ten pachdecha kol aseret yemei teshuvah. He says, why is it that the whole uvchen, why don't we say that also all throughout the 10 days? It should be an extended atakadosh, the whole 10 days. There are some rishonim that hold like that. I know. We have to go to work. Maybe that's the reason. Could be that it's tuchad tzibur. It could be. It could very well be that that's the reason, because people go to work, so we're not matriach the tzibur. But the Tur says, listen, this is Yamim Noraim, Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. He says, Maishna zeh atosefet shebibirkat kedushat Hashem. Why is this addition in Birkat Kedushat Hashem, why is this different mimah shemosifim be'avot u'gvurot than what we add in Avot, Zochenu, Gvurot, Michamocha? V'shamati sheyesh mekomot shenohagim le'omro. The Tur says, I actually heard that there are places where they had such a minhag. Some Rishonim hold like that. If I'm not mistaken, the Rambam holds like this. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Rambam holds like this. Look in the... It's a good question to ask Tzadok, right? To see if the Rambam in Perek Bet, I see on the bottom, Katav Rambam beperek Bet Milchot Tefila Alacha Yutet, that all throughout the 10 days, that's the Rambam for you. Yeah, that's not Stam, you know. But it's not the minhag. It's not like that. And also, the minhag, and now we're going to go back, before we continue in the two, let's go back to the page before, on the last Bet Yosef of the page. So, five lines from the bottom, you have, okay, no problem. Five lines from the bottom. V'yesh me'ageonim, you see that? Dibur ha-matchil? Okay. V'yesh me'ageonim she'amru she'en omro, v'chen katab ba'al halachot gedolot, lo yishal adam tzarcha b'shalosh shonot, u'mehacha lo shavku rabban alamim, afilu zochenu lechaim v'magen. That's all the quote from what we saw in the tour. The opinion of the geonim and the bahag, not to say zochenu, because you're asking for needs in the middle of the three brachot rishonot. Ken katab ha-rashba bishmo. The Rashba also wrote this in the name of the bahag, Sof perik en omdim, at the end of the fifth perik of Brachot, uchtavtiv besiman kuf yud bet, and I wrote it down in siman kuf yud bet in Bet Yosef. Aval ma shekatav deledat baal halachot gedolot omer besefer chayim besim shalom. However, the Bet Yosef, he says, he's challenging the last part, this that the Tur wrote in the name of the Bahag, that the last one, v'sefer chayim v'chav v'shalom, that's okay. And for what reason? Mishum desalku lehul shmoneh esrei v'havi keomer tachanunim achar tfilato. Because you're basically at the end of the Amidah. The Bet Yosef does not really agree with that. He says, first of all, lo re'itiv b'shum makom. I didn't see anybody saying that. You're quoting the Bahag. I didn't see the Bahag saying that. That's number one. We're going to see that that was in the edition that was in front of the Bet Yosef. It didn't have that. But in the original Bahag, it actually does show up, this ending. The Chida points that out, but the problem is it wasn't published in the time of the Bet Yosef fully yet, so he didn't see it. In his manuscripts that he saw of the Bahag, he didn't find it. But when it was finally published, it was like 2 years later, and so that's why. That's number one. But then the Bet Yosef says, but you know what? V'gamenu nir'e tam zeh. He says, what kind of a reason is this? It's at the end of the Amidah? No, it isn't. De'kevan de'adayin lo chatam bevracha lo mikre siyam tefilato. You didn't finish the bracha yet. Where are we saying u'sefer chayim bracha v'shalom? Before you say, baruch atah Hashem ha'mevarech et amo Yisrael. So it's not at the end. You're still in the bracha v'sim shalom. How are you comparing that to the tachanonim elokai netzo that we say after the Shmoneh Esrei? So the Bet Yosef does not agree, but it doesn't really matter, because anyway we do say it. Anyway, we don't agree with the opinion of the Geonim. We go like Rav Hai Gaon, who said that Tzochei Rabim, that being that it is communal needs, we are allowed to say it. So it's regardless. He's just arguing with the quote of the two in the name of the Bahag. The Bet Yosef did say it. Yeah. What is that?
He will probably going to agree later for the reason, but if I don't,
yes, yes, so the Bet Yosef agrees. Exactly. He doesn't agree with the reasoning of the Bahag, but he agrees with the reasoning of Rav Haigaon, as we're going to see on the top, in the right-hand column of Shin Kaftet. This chiluk that he wrote in the name of Rabbeinu Haigaon, kvar ketavtiv besiman kuf yudbet, earlier on in kuf yudbet, I already made mention of it. Sheken dat Rabbeinu Tam, as the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam as well. Verabbeinu Chananel, veharav Rabbeinu Yonah, veharosh, veharashba, veharan. I mean, you have some big guns over here, the great Rishonim, that they agree also, they give their stamp of approval on this svara that Rav Haigaon said. And then the next one, which is the last one before we continue in the two. ומה שכתב וכן יש במסכת הסופרים כשם שחתימתם של ראש השנה ויום הכיפורים משונה משאר ימים טובים כך תפילתם משונה הוא בפרק יוטט. Where do you find it in מסכת סופרים? In the 19th פרק והביאו הרן בפרק בתרא דראש השנה. And it is brought down by the רן in the last פרק of ראש השנה. Okay, very good. Let's continue. Where we left off in the two, where it says, hey, וכתב רי. Okay? וכתב רי. רי is Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Rabbeinu Yitzchak is one of the Baalei Tosfot. He's the grandson of Rashi, brother of Rabbeinu Tam. All right? Let's see what the Ri says. He says a chidush. And we don't hold like this chidush lehalacha. וכתב רי שאם לא אמר זוכרנו. Now we go to the other extreme. If you didn't say זוכרנו, ומחמוך, וכתוב לחיים, ובספר חיים, any one of those four, if you omitted them, שמחזירים אותו. You have to go back, you have to repeat 18 if you didn't say it, כמו בהמלך הקדוש. Just like is the halacha בהמלך הקדוש. And also, אם הוא מסופק עם אמרו, even if you have a ספק, אם לאו, if you said it or not, חוזר. You have to repeat. That's a chidush. We all know the halacha, that when it comes to המלך הקדוש, המלך המשפט, fine. We do go back. But with Zochenu, if you forgot it, and you remembered before you said Baruch Ata Hashem Magen Abraham, okay, go back, correct. Aval, if once you said Baruch Ata Hashem, let it go. And we're going to see the reason why that's the halacha. But Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the Ribban HaTosfot, he holds, no, it's you have to say it. And we're going to see soon the Bach, how he explains the Ri. However, continues the tour, V'katav Adoni Avi HaRosh Zal, my master, my father, the Rosh, wrote, It's very underrated by us, the effect that Rabbeinu Asher had on us forever in the halacha. Rabbeinu Asher. Rif and Rambam, well known. Rambam, I mean, is well known. Rif. But the Rosh, the effect that he had in halacha, tremendous influence on Am Yisrael. Can you imagine the zechut that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives certain individuals to be so powerful for all generations, not just, you know, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher. So the two brings from his father, Adoni Avi HaRosh, Ani Tamea, Lama Machzirim Oto? The Rosh questions vehemently the opinion of the Ri. Why would you go back? Kivan She'eno Muskar B'Talmud. As we mentioned yesterday, Zochrenu, Michamocha, Chtob Lechaim, Sefer Chaim, these are not mentioned in the Gemara. They're not mentioned. The Geonim brought it to us. See, by Melech HaKadosh and Melech HaMishpat, we saw in the beginning of this Siman, Ikapluk, that there is an open machloket in the Gemara. Remember, Rabba, Rav, Upasik Talmuda de lo yatsa. Over there, the Talmud is posek, you're not yotze if you don't say it. So that's different. Aval bezochrenu michamocha, im takanat geonim hi leomro, if it's only a takana of the geonim, but it's not in the Talmud, menalan de machzirim oto. Why do you have to go back? En ze mishane mimatbeya brachot. Why would you have to go back? That's when it's considered like you changed from the coinage of the tefillah.
The finish is the same,
right?
If Amelech HaKadosh changes.
Amelech HaKadosh changes because who coined it? Chazal. Chazal coined for us the tefillah. If you, let's say in the middle of Ata Kadosh, you change. You say instead of Ata Kadosh, Ata Nehdal. Veshimcha Mehulal. You think you get creative. Excuse me. That's called Meshane Mimatbea Shetavu Chachamim. You are changing from the Matbea Shetavu Chachamim. You're not allowed to do that. Not allowed to do that. Says the Rosh, this is not Matbea Shetavu Chachamim, this is Geonim. Geonim, with all the due respect to the Geonim, but that when we say Chazal, we mean the time of the Mishnah in Talmud. And Shekin Estak Dola also. That's what we're talking about. Kivan Sheino Muskaba Talmud, Samir. So Adkan. So the Rosh leaves it as a rhetorical question. He says, I don't understand why the Ri would say that you have to go back to correct if you didn't say Zochenu. V'chen katav haRamban b'shem haGeonim. In fact, the Ramban writes in the name of the Geonim, she'en machzirim oto. Ben Yachid, ben Shaliach Tzibur. Whether it's the Yachid who forgot to say Zochenu, whether it's the Shaliach Tzibur that forgot to say Zochenu, says the Ramban in the name of the Geonim, you don't go back. And if you take a very quick look in the Bet Yosef, look in the right-hand column in the middle, v'katav ri, right? First of all, the Bet Yosef brings us who is in agreement with the Ri. Ken katvu atosfot besof perek kama debrachot. If you look at the end of the first perek of brachot in Tosfot, as I told you, the Ri is one of the Baalei Tosfot. You'll find it there. Where did the tour get the divrei harosh? V'divrei harosh shekatav rabenu gam ken hem sham. The words of the Rosh are also in the end of the first perek of brachot. V'da'at Haran beresh perik batra de Rosh Hashanah k'da'at Harosh. The opinion of Rabbeinu Nisim, the Ran, in the end of Rosh Hashanah is to agree with the Rosh. V'chen nir'eh midivrei HaRambam, and so it comes out from the words of the Rambam in perik bet u'perik yud d'ilchot tefila. So I mean, that's all you need to hear from the Bet Yosef. Now you know, two out of the three pillars hold that you don't have to go back. The Rosh and the Rambam. We don't even need to look what the Rif holds. Once you have two out of those three, we all know that's the rule of the Bet Yosef. So in Shulchan Aruch, that's what you find. That if you forgot to say Zochenu, no need to go back. V'katu b'trumat ha-deshen, and the trumat ha-deshen, one of the Rishonim, writes, Yir'eh de'af al gav de'kul hu geonim katvu de'chozer. Trumat ha-deshen says, even though many of the geonim wrote that you have to go back, and in hoken, we don't do that. Ela kede paske maharam ve'asheri. Rather, we go like what the maharam Merotenberg and the asheri, that's the Rosh, were posek, de eno chozer. Vafiru lo akar aglav. Even if you did not say Oseh Shalom, even before, you don't have to go back. Ve'af al gav de katvu rabvuta. And even though there are big rabbis that said, deri ra'ait rabbenu tam shechazar bo, that the Ri saw that Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind on this matter, v'davar she'amu chachamim im lo amar en machzirim oto, meaning that Rabbeinu Tam used to say that even in something that chachamim said, you don't, if you forgot it, you don't have to go back. The Ri saw that Rabbeinu Tam eventually changed his mind on that. Says the Trumat Hadesh, and still, that's different. Afilu Rabbeinu Tam lo savar hachi. Even Rabbeinu Tam don't say that he holds that if you forgot Zochrenu, you have to go back. Ela ve'otam dvarim haniskarim b'talmud le'umam. He's only saying that on things that are mentioned in the Gemara. Aval hani de'enan muskarim, klal, lo. But in these things that are not mentioned in the Gemara, Zochrenu and the whole four are not in the Gemara, you don't have to go back. Someone asks, so here's the question. Someone asks you, what is the fundamental difference between the HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat edition and the other four editions? The fundamental difference is HaMelech HaKadosh Melech HaMishpat is from the Gemara. The other four are not from the Gemara. What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is, if I forgot, do I go back? HaMelech HaKadosh Mishpat? Yes. The other four? No. Not like the opinion of the Holy Rabbeinu Yitzchak Baal HaTosfot. However, we need to see, maybe there's a how do we understand Rabbeinu Yitzchak? After all, it's not written in the Gemara. So how could he hold that you go back on something that it's only the Geonim? Look in the Bach, the Bait Chadash, Rabbeinu Yoel Sirkish. The Bach, V'katav Ri. You have that? Three lines from the top. V'chen katvu Tosfot. He also brings the Tosfot, Besof Perikama de Brachot. And now he gives his own explanation on the Ri. V'nir'eh de Ri Sover. It seems, you know what the Ri holds? And I have a very strong affinity to this explanation that he's going to say here. It's very, very good. He says, the stama de milta, because you know what? The assumption that the Ri has is, the nusach ha-tfila she-biyad kol Yisrael, that the Nusach HaTfilah that's in the hands of all of Am Yisrael, Kibalnuha Me'anshei Kenes Tagdola. If all of Am Yisrael are noheg to say a certain part of Tfilah, that means it does not trace back only to the Geonim. It goes all the way back to Anshei Kenes Tagdola. I know what you're asking, so why is it mentioned in the Gemara? He's going to take care of that. But you have to know, you know, I'll give you an example to what he's saying, and this is why I like very much this answer. This past Shabbat, if you were by the shiur in the Gemara, so we mentioned Nishmat Kol Chai, you know, the bracha on rain when it falls, Modim Anachnu Lach Al Kol Tipa U'Tipa Shorata Lanu, and the Gemara says, and you, Rabbi Yochanan would continue to say like the whole Nishmat Kol Chai. And the Gemara does not quote the whole Nishmat Kol Chai. The Gemara gives you a line, and then says, Vechule, and you finish Ad until the last words. What is the Gemara showing me here? That everybody knew by heart Nishmat Kol Chai. Now I ask you a question. How did everybody know it by heart? There is nowhere in Shas where you have the entire Nusach of Nishmat Kol Chai. It would have been nice, by the way. You know why? At least we wouldn't have to argue with Ashkenazim. You know, there are some differences in the words in Nishmat Kol Chai. Listen, a nation that is in exile for 2,000 years, say thank you that we still have Nishmat Kol Chai. Yeah. So the fact that there are minor differences in something that was only oral tradition is understandable. But the point is that orally, people knew Nishmat Kol Chai to the point where the Gemara didn't feel necessary to quote the whole thing. It takes up too much space. Vechule, you know Nishmat, you know it by heart. You ask any Jew today, we know it by heart because we have the Sidurim. They didn't have Sidurim then. So they knew it by heart. That means if someone asks you, tell me, what do you believe? Who instituted the bracha of Nishmat Kol Chai? Hands down, Anshei Kenes Tagdola. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. It comes from the rabbis of the Great Assembly. The first one of them was Ezra HaSofer, and three of them were Nevi'im, Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. One of them was Mordechai HaYehudi. All right? That's Anshei Kenes Tagdola we're talking about. Yeah? These big people. Ending off with Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik, the great Kohen Gadol, who was 80 years a Kohen Gadol. Shimon HaTzadik. 40 years or 80 years? The Gemara in Masechet Yom HaDavtet says, maybe I'm wrong, maybe 40 years, but it doesn't matter. Shimon HaTzadik was the last great, great Kohen Gadol, and he was from the last of Anshei Kenes Tagdola. From them, we received Yotzer Or Uvore Chosher Oseh Shalom Vore Et Hakol Ha'Me'ir La'aretz V'Ladarim Maleah Berachami. Meifo Zeh Ba? Meifo Zeh Ba? Ashkenazim also say it. Meifo Zeh Ba? Didn't come from Spain. It didn't come from France. And it didn't come from the Geonim. And if you look in the Gemara, in Masechet Brachot, the Gemara doesn't tell us the words of all the Bracha. It tells us the beginning. Yotzer Or Uvore Chosher Oseh Shalom Vore Et Hakol. And the Gemara has a whole discussion about it. And then leaves you hanging. Rega, how do I know? We knew it. From where? So says again. Okay. 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 Todarabah. Thank you. So the Bach is saying, where did Zochenu Lechaim come? Where did it come from? You know, to get all the Jews to agree to do something, that's a big chidush, right? to get all the Jews to agree to say the same words, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. And here you have, from the time of the Geonim, already it was Nahug. Wherever you were, you said Zochenu. That means it's not the Geonim who coined it, says the Bach. It's Anshei Kenes Tagdola. Why didn't the Gemara bring it down? Because everybody knew it by heart. There was no need to. Why did the Gemara did bring down HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat? Because there was an argument in regards to, if you didn't say it, you have to go back. So therefore the Gemara had to talk about it. But by Zochenu,
so there's no
no machlok that you don't have to go back by Zochenu. Fine. Aval, there was no machlok that you say it. Everybody says it. And they knew it. Check by the Ashkenazim. What do they say? Zochenu, Lechaim, Melech, Hafetz, Vachaim, Kotvenu, Besev, Vachaim, Anachnu. Same words. Same words. And this old stuff. You know, anytime you find an agreement, that means it goes back a long time. I think even in tunes. You know, Sfaradim, ever since we left Spain, we've spread over many countries, you know, spanning from North African countries all the way to the eastern countries of Iran, Iraq, Turkey, and on, Afghanistan, all that. So we have different tunes. There's different among the Sfaradim. surely from the Ashkenazim we have different tunes. It's Western, Eastern, it's a whole different world. But even among the Sfaradim we have different tunes. However, there are some tunes that are the same. In Slichot, Anenu Avinu Anenu. Anenu. Everybody says the same. Yeah, maybe the Moroccan's a little bit different. Anenu. It's very same. Atanu Lechalot Panecha. The Turkish say like that. The Syrians say like that. The Moroccans say like that. Everyone says like that. Same tune. Maybe nuance here, but it's the same tune. What does that show us? In Spain, that's how it was said. That's what shows you. It comes from Spain. Because there was no committee somewhere, you know, guys, on this we're going to agree on, yeah? All right, and we're going to leave the tune like this. No, there was no committee like that. That means it came from Spain. All Sfaradim have this tune. Whether Persian to Syrian to Moroccan to you name it, doesn't matter. That means it came from Spain. I'm sure if we would take a time machine and go back to Spain, we would hear that tune that I just sang to you in a more Spanish way. Fine. But we would say, our heart would jump out. If we would hear, oh my goodness, imagine if we were here, the Chazanim of Sfarad, we would hear those tunes. Wow, it comes from so long ago. You know, it's amazing. We have to appreciate what we have in our hands. We have to appreciate. We're holding in our hands gold. Gold that our grandparents gave our parents. Our parents gave us. We give our children. This is gold. It's beautiful. So the point I was trying to bring out is that what is agreed upon by a large... Jews hardly agree on stuff. When they agree, that means it's because it started a long time ago. And I'll add one more example. This is the ultimate example. Tefillin. Open up the tefillin of a Jew that came from the North Pole. Open up the tefillin of a Jew that came from the South Pole. Open up the tefillin of a Jew that came from the equator. You understand what I'm trying to say? You'll have four parashiyot, and you'll have the exact same four parashiyot. Kadesh, V'haya Kivyacha, Shema, and V'hem Shamua. Whether he comes from Poland, he comes from Yemen. Whether he comes from Czechoslovakia, or he comes from Georgia. Doesn't matter where he comes from, same four parashiyot. What does that show us? That goes way back, not just Spain. Way back. It goes back to Har Sinai. When the Gemara in Masechet Menachot tells us about the four parashiyot, it speaks about it like it's a given. There's no Tanya, we learned in a Baita. Which parashiyot do we put in the tefillin? This one says like this, this one says like that. It doesn't even say, you should know, these are the four. No, the Gemara, the Mishnayot already talk about the four parashiyot like they were in existence for a long time. You see what kind of tefillin we're wearing? See, people, they don't understand. People from the outside say, rabbinic rituals. If it was rabbinic rituals, so the one who came from the east, they would have Asher Yeshu Betecha maybe inside. Ani Yodea Bereshit Bara Elokim. That's a nice parasha. Shir Lemalot Esayinai Elearim. Why not? You get creative. No, the same ones, the same four. Where does that come from? It comes from way back, Har Sinai. We received from Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no arguing about it. We got it from Moshe Rabbeinu. And this goes on a lot, many all the examples. So I know we sort of got out of hand here, but it's important. How do we? The Bach. So the Bach is saying. So let's get back to the Bach. The Bach is saying, "Nusach hatfila shebiyad kol Israel, a nusach such as Zochrenu lechayim, which is in the hands of all Jews. There is no debate. Kibalnu haman shekines tagdora. Very hold. You can't blame him. He holds that we received it from a shekines tagdora. V'chol ha'mishane mimatbea shetiknu chachamim, havei lebracha shena tzircha v'tzarech lachzor. And therefore, if you forget zochrenu, you are changing from the coinage of chachamim. And you have to repeat. Now, you're bothered. V'had delo uzkar b'talmud demachzirim. Why doesn't it say in the Gemara that you have to go back by zochrenu? Hainu mishem delo pligiba. Because there wasn't any machloket. According to the Ri, there was no machloket that you have to go back. by Zochenu. When you asked me before, I said, there's no machloket that you don't have to go back. Okay, so that's the machloket. If there was no machloket on this, or if there was no machloket on that. But the Rihel, that's why the Gemara doesn't mention it. Delo pligiba. Delikule alma machzirim im shina. כמו כל התפילות שתקנו חכמים, like any תפילה. Now, והמלך הקדוש, והמלך המשפט, the pligi ba, there where we have a machloket, ואיקה מנדאמה דייצא, and there is a מנדאמה דייוצא, בזה, דייצא בזה, כמו זה, in this, like this, הוזכרה בתלמוד, next page, it was mentioned in the Talmud, אבל כל שאר נוסח התפילה, but all the rest of the נוסח of the תפילה, לא צריכו להזכיר, כן? Didn't have to mention it. כן, לא צריכו להזכיר, כן נראה לי ליישב דעת רי. This is how I, the Bach, want to answer for the Ri. Mihu, however, the Bach himself also, even with this beautiful pirush, you know, by the way, you see gadlut of the Bach. You know, a person could get sold on his own chidush. And if he comes up with such a nice chidush, normally a human being tends to be affected by it and say, and therefore I hold that should be the halakha. I mean, and he's being influenced by his own brainstorm. You know, the Bach... it's not like that. The Bach gives a beautiful pirush for the Ri. But what does he end off by saying? However, Rabotai, Mihu, however, Rabbim cholkim alav. Many, as we saw, many argue with the Ri, v'hachi naktinan lekula. And that's how we hold lehalacha lekula, shelo lachzor bezochrenu, that we don't go back by zochrenu. Okay, Rabotai? So, if you'd like, let's quickly, just so we can finish the two on the page, all right? In these last few minutes, let's go back to Vav. It's the last two lines on the page of the two. So now, after telling us the four additions, we're on page Shin Kaftet on the bottom, two lines of the two, right here. Sorry for the whole... After we learned about the four additions, now we go into the actual tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. Ve'omer ata b'chartanu. How do we begin the Amidah? Right after HaMelech HaKadosh, ata b'chartanu mikol ha'amim, omemanu mikol ha'shon. Vatiten lanu Hashem Elokeinu, and you Hashem, you gave us et yom hazikaron hazeh, this day of remembrance. Ve'en tzarich le'azkir Rosh Chodesh. Now, see, there is a question. This actually comes from the Gemara. We're not saying anything about Rosh Chodesh. It's actually low key, as they say today. It's Rosh Chodesh, right? Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. But imagine a guy says, "Remember, Rabotai, today's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Today's Rosh Hashanah. You don't say Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, right?" But in the technicality of the tefillah, how come we don't give something for Rosh Chodesh also? Says the Gemara, "En tzarich leazkir Rosh Chodesh. It's not necessary. Lomar to say ve'et yom Rosh Chodesh hazeh." Why? Dekaimalan, because we hold lehalacha. This is a phrase taken out of the Gemara. Zikaron echad ole lekan ulekan. One mention is good for here and here. By saying vatiten lanu et yom hazikaron hazeh, that includes Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. We are thereby saying that it is Rosh Chodesh. Ukshe'omer et yom hazikaron hazeh, when you say yom hazikaron, gam Rosh Chodesh bichlal. Rosh Chodesh is included. Dichtiv, uv'yom simchatchem, uv'mo'adechem, uv'rashay chodshechem, uchtiv ve'hayu lachem lezikaron. So the zikaron, akul hukai, is going on all back of them. So the word zikaron is going back on rashay chodshechem, is going back on mo'adechem, yom simchatchem. So therefore, when we say this is yom hazikaron hazeh, yom tov mikra kodesh hazeh, it's like saying yom Rosh Chodesh hazeh. Because Yom HaZikaron is Rosh Chodesh also. And Rosh Chodesh Hashem remembers us also every month. Right? No. The Shabbat before, there is a pasuk that we use as a hint. Bakese leYom Chagenu. Bakese means, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Ezu Chag Shachodesh Mitkase Bo, Heve Omer Ze Rosh Hashanah. Which holiday is the Chodesh covered? It's covered on Rosh Hashanah. Because on Rosh Hashanah, you don't see the moon yet, the new moon yet, right? The first day of the month, second day, you don't see it. Any Chag, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuot, the moon is in all its glory. It's in the middle of the month. Ezu Chag Shachodesh Mitkaseh. So just like the moon is Mitkaseh, the mentioning of it is also covered. It's also a bit snoot. And there are reasons also for it. We don't want to get any forces. You know, what'd you say? It's Rosh Hashanah. Oh, okay, I'll get ready for you too. We don't want that. So we don't mention it. It's Bakese Liyom Chagen. You know what I'm talking about, right? That's the Inyan. So that's Ezu Chag Shachodesh Mitkasebo. Ah, Tzoda Rabba. L'chaim, l'chaim. They opened it. They had a meeting.
I know why. Trust me, I know why.
It's good wine.
It's put it on the shelf, first of all, but I'm just saying, even just think we'd open overnight.
He wouldn't do it.
That's nice.